Network.
All right, Maggie, listening to us in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz, was asking why we didn't sneak in at night. Look, it's always easy to say, you know, you could have done this, could have done that. They got motion sensors. They got night vision. That was the thing. The kayak company wouldn't let us get on the kayaks. The kayak company, they rented a tour in the off-season while it was raining. They wouldn't let us do it unless we wore, quote, raincoats, because it was too cold and get hypothermia. The raincoats did not work. The water went through them. They were bright colors. And a lot of times you just deal with this ninnying bureaucracy. And so that's the reason we were wearing bright colors. But it didn't matter. Because what happened was they were at a local theater shooting interviews with myself and others. There was a lawyer there talking about how he did drum circles with George Herbert Walker Bush, stuff I'd already confirmed through others, and he was actually a guy, even though he's a lawyer, who volunteered to be a servant at the camp. And he said, oh, I ought to call it in on you right now. I know you're going to the Grove. I heard him talking. I said, oh, no, we're not. He said, yeah. He goes, I won't. And I knew full well. I told him, I said, that guy blew the whistle on us. And I said, they're going to be waiting. They're like, no, they're not. And I was like, okay, pal. That was that Decoded show. So does that they already knew we were coming. But so what? You walk right into the trap to illustrate what's going on there. I certainly wasn't going to get caught by them. I got away. Does that answer your question, Maggie?
Yeah, well, I just thought what was strange was after they were arrested and then released, they seemed to be the people that were arrested and then released seemed to then have an about-face. They were saying, oh, well, doesn't seem to be like there's anything.
Yeah, they seem
really
to be like U.S. pilots shot down by the North Koreans who suddenly say they love Kim Jong-il.
Like as if the condition of their release was that they would say that nothing was going on at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, no, they did basically poop their pants over that whole deal. I don't want to get into you work with somebody on a project, and they were even afraid to show my footage. So they did artist renderings of it. Just ridiculous. I don't want to get into Bassing, Meltzer. He's obviously whitewashing stuff, whatever. The fact that they have to cover it means we're winning. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's talk to Ella in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Okay. I'm having, like, the worst problem of my entire life. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be dramatic, and I'm trying not to cry in front of my son, so give me a second to hide. CPS tried to take my kid today because he has a scar on his face. He has this issue where he's, like, hyper, so he jumps all over the place, whatever. It's not a big deal. But the day that, you know, he just happened to hit, like, the pan that was in my hand and had water in it, and it was hot, and it got in his face, so he's got a scar. This is, like, 3 weeks ago. Today I get a freaking phone call from CPS saying to me that they're going to take my child and, you know, just for questioning or whatever, and just to take him out of custody for me. And I'm like, why? Because of the scar. And it's part of protocol. And I said, no, it's not part of protocol. First off, you're supposed to ask him with me present. I'm sorry. I'm trying to breathe. I'm kind of asking.
No, they are criminals. They are monsters. They are dangerous. They are evil. Look. I'll obviously have to continue into expanded overdrive with you. And we should have a database of this because there are the groups that help advise people how to defend themselves from the CPS. Number one, they'll try to trick you to sign forms. They'll threaten to take your kid unless you sign forms. And then when you sign the forms, you waive your rights. You know, this is the thing. Your kid falls off a jungle gym. They shouldn't have, they say. Normal things. Kids burning themselves on the stove. Normal stuff is their excuse to try to break up the family and take your kid. Now, they have the doctor where you took your kid to the hospital, spying on you and reporting. You know, my dad's a physician, but when I dislocated my shoulder chicken fighting in a pool when I was like 10 years old, and that's where you stand on somebody's shoulders and wrestle, my dad said, listen, they're going to ask you at the hospital what happened, and if you get this wrong, they're going to try to take you. And sure enough, they did when we got there. They don't care. But, ma'am, I understand you're really freaked out. I'm gonna come back to you in overdrive and hear what you have to say. But number one, don't get panicked. That feeds the vampires. They want that job to extract the horror and the pain. Don't worry. They're cursed to hell. Child kidnappers are cursed to hell. Not just hell when they die. Hell on earth. Okay, so we're gonna talk about this when we come back. We'll be right back. You're five times more likely to be abused in CPS custody than anywhere else.
Jones, myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Okay, Ellie is calling us. We're in to extend overdrive because we've got to talk to her. The problem is, whenever we start taking these calls, then countless people call, and I'm not a vampire, psychic vampire, so the sounds of anguish and pain and frustration is like pure torture. But if you go to a vampire event with the... I've been to a lot of these family courts when I used to really fight this here locally, back when I was just on local radio and on Access TV. And the special, they have special cops assigned to it, special CPS, special judges. It's like little fat Nelly weirdos and little pot-bellied pedophile types, and always pretty much female judges with butch haircuts who usually have a whole string of kids they've taken from people themselves. Again, I don't even dislike gay people or hate them. It's that I've been to these events, and a lot of times it's the specialized homosexuals who are then collecting everybody's kids and that run this. And so then it's like they're persecuting us, and I'm tired of it. I mean, I've seen it here in Austin where you'll see, law enforcement people with their wife. They're both women, and then they got a string of little kids they took. And I'm just going to be honest about this because the kids come first, okay? And if all the homosexual lobby attacks me, I don't care. Just go right ahead. And it's other groups, the big orphanage groups, and DynCorp is the biggest contractor nationwide running the child grabbing. Now, if you, and I'm trying to freak this lady out. I just want everybody to know the danger out there. Groups that fight CPS. I personally, you know, have had my kids jump around, jump into things. We all know they do. Thank God my son this weekend did it into something that broke and it didn't hurt him. He jumped into a lamp and it broke and was glass all around. And but see, I know wealthy people whose daughter falls off a jungle gym and breaks their hand. One case broke was a boy's thumb. CPS comes and tries to take them, or says, "Well, just go to parenting classes and pay us money and get into probation with them, so the vampires can have entry and kind of run a database of your kids and see, you know, if some Saudi Arabian or something wants your kid." I'm not kidding. These are criminals, and they're, some of them were abused, so they think everybody's an abuser and they're going to punish parents. Their training in school, in college, I've shown the textbook, says the family is evil, needs to be gotten rid of. Others, some of them are actually well-meaning, but that's why CPS has about a 56%, you pull this up, more than 50% turnover in CPS workers, because the good people get in thinking they're going to help kids. And like, they had CPS workers in New York go public about how they grab kids for medical experiments. So the point is, you can't have an evil government protect kids in these family courts, because they're eugenics courts. They're not real courts. If somebody's beating their kid with a baseball bat, that's assault with a deadly weapon. The cops are involved. The neighbors see it. The cops come. You go to jail. But see, now it's moved into a thing of, you know, you're sitting there at the stove. Your kid jumps into you. A little bit of thing gets on, a little bit of whatever. And then they come and try to take your kid. But I've seen far worse stuff. You need to know when you go to the doctor. When you go, they're spying on you. And if you just type in groups that fight CPS, there's a lot of great tidbits. I'm going to go to her in a minute. I'm kind of procrastinating because the sound of her crying really is not. I start feeling like crying, getting upset, and also I start having things flash through my mind with these CPS people that isn't good. So I'm just not going to, you know, women and children in distress gets me really going the wrong, you know, I just can't handle it anymore. We're going to take the country back, though. Take it back. Let's handle it that way. Now, we can do a lot more good getting the word out right now, okay? I'm going to get these people. Don't worry. Now, continuing here, you can get familyrights.us, how to fight the CPS. Just type in how to fight the CPS or groups that fight the CPS. You'll get a lot of good groups out there. Like Family Rights. There's some Homeschool Defense League people I've had on that have the best info. There's CaliforniaHomeschool.net. They'll usually have it for your state. You're up in Wisconsin, a very wicked Nelly command base up there. Now, I'm going to go to you, ma'am. I'm going to go to you, Ellie. You've got the floor. Don't cry. Just try not to. Tell us about your case, where you are. There's groups that fight this, mainly victims out there. There's lawyers that fight it. They're going to hear you. And you can give out an email or something for folks. Now, tell us what happened. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. So basically what happened was, as soon as she said that, I said to her, I was like, so help me if you take my child out.
So start the whole story. Hold on. No, listen, you don't want to talk to the vampires before you get a lawyer. You don't want to get one of the local lawyers who will just suck money out of you and hand the kid over. You're going to have to settle down or they're going to win. The wolves want to get you off in a corner and have their way. And even if you were, quote, an abuser, which you're probably not, they're five times more likely to hurt your kids. So the law of averages, just get rid of the Department of Education, Department of Health and Human Services that has bounties in the health departments. They're all criminal groups set up 100 years ago for eugenics. Start the whole story. Go ahead.
Okay. So, like I said, like my son, he got like a scar on his face from like obviously a water burn or whatever. And, you know, I remember my son coming back to me after, you know, school that day, the day after he had that happen. He tells me that the nurse was asking him a bunch of questions. And I'm like, well, what did you tell her? He was like, well, I told her I just didn't want to talk about it. And I'm like, Josh, you need to not do that. You need to tell them if something happened, even if it wasn't on purpose, if mommy didn't hurt you on purpose, you still have to let them know. And he's like, okay. And then I'm like, so if they ask you.
All right, so the government training camp's got a quota. The teachers sent them to the Soviet nurse, the injector lady, the vaccine pusher, the Ritalin pusher, because that's what they do in the schools now. I mean, I was like a school student aide as a senior because I had finished my courses. And she called me in and first kind of asked me if I wanted to date her when I got out of high school. She's a middle-aged blonde, and then she asked if I like Ritalin. She said, it's like speed. It's a really great drug. And I said, no, I run 6 miles a day, lady. I mean, look at me. And back then, I looked like Thor or something. I don't like what I look like today. And so, I mean, certainly. So the school pusher was there. How old's your son?
He's only 6. He just started the first grade.
That's not good. The younger, when they're older, you can have parents running chainsaws on them and they don't care. It's the young ones, but he's still not really little, so that's a good thing there. They'll probably just want to get some classes and suck some money out of you. He's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed, is he?
Oh, God. No, like, he's...
Well, that's their favorites. Yeah, they got pervs they like. And I'm not trying to scare you. You just need to know that there is a market. Now, ma'am, start over there. So what happened then? So the Nelly creature is a female or a male? The CPS person called you.
And it's a female. The way she was talking to me over the phone is really, kind of aggressive or whatever.
No, she was wanting to freak you out. Well, she was wanting to get some psychic blood. So the vampire called. What happened?
So, I told her, if she did anything, take him out of that school, she was going to regret it. I was going to, sue her or something. So I drove up to the school as fast as I could to get him out of the classroom, and I did. And I freaked out the teacher, and I tried not to get emotional, but I don't know. So I freaked out.
Well, I understand they've broken down the economy, and you probably don't know if you have much money. I don't know if you're a single mother, but they like to have it where you're isolated and got to put them in a camp. It's the government training camp. Your child would be better with no education than going to a government death camp. Now, where they drink the fluoride and everything else, they have the drills. So you freak the teacher out. She came in crying. It's normal when a predatory group is coming for you. This show is here to reinstill normal instincts in people. But the teacher, please continue.
I said to her, I was like, I'm not going to keep my kid in here any longer. I'm taking him out, and I'm not going to allow you guys to literally go behind my back and try to kidnap him, via the CPS. And the teacher was like, well, it's not my problem. You should have. I can't even remember what she said.
Yeah, just following orders. Guaranteed she or he is the person that sent him to the drug pusher.
Yeah, and then, as soon as I come out of the classroom with my son, so help me, I look at this, and here's, to the side of me is, the CPS worker. It's this, big bovine woman. She says to me, she tries to grab from, she actually grabs from my son, and I pull her away, and I'm like, if you touch my son again, I promise you, you're going to regret it. Are you the one that I spoke to over the phone? She's like, yeah. And then she was like, will you let me talk? I was like, no. You tried to grab for my son. You lost that. You lost the chance to talk to me.
Oh, wait, she did? Hold on. You've confirmed they did try to go snatch you.
Yeah, I got there seconds before she got there.
Well, listen. If you got, let me tell you, if you got family in another state before they trump up more stuff, you move to the other state, and you just withdraw your child out of their system, and they'll move on to other kids to kidnap. Do you have family in another state?
I mean, I do, but I can't really leave because right now I'm pregnant, and my boyfriend is, forced to stay here.
Yeah, but ma'am, listen, number one, you need to get married. Number one, he needs to work, move, and get 5 jobs if he has to. But I'm not going to sit here and give you advice, actually. You do what you want. I'm telling you what I would do. We're going to skip this break and then just go to the 30 and end this transmission. Listen, ma'am, I want to help you. Tell me where the vampire is now. So she's saying, listen to me.
Well, this is what happened. I got a phone call from my dad, probably 10 minutes before, I got on the phone with you. And he says to me, he's like, well, the police and the CPS lady are here. And I was telling him what happened. Because in between, by the way, she called me the B word because,
You should record. Let me stop you. So your children are at your dad's house?
No, I was actually going to go there, but.
Well, then why were they at his house? Right, why were they at his house? Why were they at his house?
Oh, because I live there and my address is still at my dad's.
That's good. See, that's why when you call to get a pizza, they mark down with your name and credit card where you're really at. They use that as their real database of where you're at. So you hadn't ordered a pizza lately, so they obviously didn't have your. So are they coming to get you right now?
This is what he says to me. He was like, well, they need to. My dad tells me, he's like, well, they want to find out how to meet with you because. He was like, because whatever happened, they're trying to figure out about, the scar in his face and whatever. He was like, whatever happened at the school.
When you say scar, has he just got a red whelp on his face?
Huh?
Has he got a red whelp on his face?
No. He just has it was like a burn from water.
But what does it look like? Is it a scab?
Oh,
what is it?
Colored.
Yeah, it's a little red spot. It's like a red spot. It's a red spot.
Yeah, well, it was a red spot. Now it's healed up.
Yeah, well let's just stop right there. Again, we had neighbors over a few months ago, and they invited a friend over, and my son's got a birthmark. And it's and liberals, so-called liberals, are the worst. My son's got a birthmark on the side of his head, and they always walk over and ignore the parent because, again, they'll also criticize you for having kids. And it was a UT professor, and she said, "Oh, what happened to your face?" And he said, "It's my birthmark." And then she goes, "Is it really?" And she was kind of looking at me, and I went, "Yeah, it's a birthmark." And she's like, "Oh, it's their little power. It's their little goodie. It's their little evil." And they like to walk to my wife at Whole Foods and say, "You got three kids." Again, it's all about hatred of America, hatred of families, hatred of decency. They're rotten filth. And, again, it's all about you're bad. It's this servile, and they love it. The hippies, you know, have been turned into these little Nazis, and they love their bisphenol A and their breast cancer. And they love their evil. They sacrament it. They love being conned. They love families are bad. Men are bad. Guys with redneck voices are even worse. I'm an unholy demon, you see, because I actually have freedom, and I have guns, and I have strength, and I'm an evil sacrament to the feminist goblin. Okay, and so I understand. So how did this happen? He bumped into you or something and got a little bit of water on him. I mean, what happened?
Well, like, I was boiling water for, like, eggs, because I always boil my water first. And, like, I figured I didn't want to do the egg thing, so I started getting sick. So what happened was I got ready to take the water and dump it in the sink. My son comes flying into the living room.
Now, they get a lot of kids with stove accidents. You know, that's why we don't even let them in the kitchen and keep the stuff on the back burners. Okay, so he bumped into it. No big deal. I would get a hold of a family lawyer, and I would just call the police themselves and say, "You're not, you know, I know they were coming to grab my kid, and it's a normal response. I know you have quotas." And say, "I've contacted national radio, the Alex Jones Show." I would take photos of it. And I would call a family lawyer. And I would check reviews of it. So are they coming to your house right now?
Well, that's what I was trying to say. Like, my dad gave me the phone number to one of the police officers, and because my dad is kind of weird in this way, he says to me, he was like, "Well, he's a brother, so, as in he's black, so, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, anything happening over the phone, so just call him so he doesn't send the warrant out on you." And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, it doesn't matter if he's black or white, he's still going to screw me over. He's working for another, you know, he's working for the lower hand. It's like
so your dad is black?
Yeah, I'm black, and my dad's black. I mean, like, my child's biracial.
No, I understand. They really like to get black kids, yeah. No, black government enforcers feed on blacks. It's like it's their top black cops kill blacks for no reason all the time. It's like they prove that they're in the system by doing that. Now, this might be a nice guy, too. There's some black cops that understand. There's some cops, period, that understand what's going on in the scene, been around these CPS ghouls enough. Well, I think you should settle down. Obviously, you're right to come and get your son. I think the fact that you rebuked the teacher, but I understand getting emotional, makes them want to prove something. I don't think it hurts to call the cop and say, "Listen, I just know they were coming to get my son. It was no big deal. It didn't even scar him. I wouldn't even call it a scar. You know, it's a red welt because he bumped into you." And say, "I don't want to meet with you guys someplace where you grab my son." Say, "I need to get a hold of representation. And then I'll be happy to meet with you guys once I have a lawyer." And just let him know that's fine. And then I would go check into a hotel for a couple days. Just so you don't have to worry about the stress, worry about any of it. Tell him your son's out because of emotional distress of them trying to grab him. And say you're just getting your lawyer. And I would spend a lot of time reading on the websites and reading, you know, the different ways to handle them. And then make a decision on what you're going to do yourself. But I would type into the search engine here, you know, basically how to fight the CPS. And I would go and look at different ideas and see what you would do. I personally just would have been cold with them. I understand getting emotional and said, "Oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, he bumped into me." And then when the snake called, I'd say, "Well, it's a little bit of red whelp." I mean, and then say, "Oh, okay, well, I need to get a lawyer then. And, you know, I need to get, you know, some advice on that." And great. And then say, I'm like, well, I'll put him back at school, but I don't want you grabbing him to get some verbal thing. Now they'll lie. And just, it's not good. It's better than groveling, because there's so many people that'll grovel, they can steal the kids and get cash bonuses. They'll move on. So it's really bad to grovel. It's secondarily bad to really get hysterical, because they'll feed off that too and get upset. It's best to be very cold with them, okay, and just be like, listen to me. That's the way to talk to them, okay, and say, I know you got quotas. I know you're, you know, a criminal organization. It's good to let them know, hey, I know you're a crook. And they're telling them you're going to sue them. That's always a nice thing. Because, see, they don't want to go after a water buffalo. Lions will only go after water buffalo if they're starving. Because water buffalo will kill them sometimes. They're powerful. They want to go after a little ding-ding or a little gazelle. They want to go after something little and juicy. And so I would go ahead and call the cop. And, I mean, does your dad not know where you live?
Oh, no, my dad knows where I live. He's just not going to tell them. He's not that type of person.
Well, that's good. Well, listen. I'm not going to give you advice. I would, A, pull out a Dodge. I would, B, call that cop, and I'd call the CPS lady and say, look, you may be a nice person. I just heard about the horror stories with you guys. I want to work this out. You called me a bitch. You're sorry for that, even if she's not. So you're sorry for that. I'm sorry for getting upset. Let's work this out, because she may not be a ghoul. Probably is. But still, even if they're a ghoul, they'll tend to back off, okay, because you got your hackles up. They want to move on to easier quarry. They don't want to rob a house that's got the lights on. They know you got the lights on now, okay, and you just let them know that if they send you a signed thing that you can take them to a third-party, doctor. That's what my dad would tell me to do. Go to a local physician yourself and say, I wanted to get this checked out. Because my son a few days ago spilled water on it, and the school was asking about it, and I would like to, get your take on it, and then you can quote that doctor or whatever, and then if you feel calm, say, well, CPS was calling the school wanting to have him examined. Will you give me a report on it? Just act calm, get that done, and then regardless, you've got that. And then you can go. So I would go to a Dr. A, so you have a physician that's examined him, and say a physician is examining, there's no problem. That's always a nice little giblet, because they can claim the child's in imminent danger and get a confiscation order. And then I would contact the police officer and say, well, I need time to get a lawyer, and then you can meet maybe at the law firm or something. How does that sound?
That sounds more realistic than what I was going to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I've done with he had gym class. One of my secretaries, one of my customer service people, her daughter, I saw it, had a little bitty bruise. Been around for years, really sweet little girl, really nice, mom and dad, come to the company parties and stuff. And they got big quotas down in the county south of Austin, because we're here in South Austin, so they live in Hays County. And they tried to. CPS couldn't get there that day, but then they were calling saying, meet us, and I told her to drive by, and sure enough, they had the cops hiding, they were going to try to grab her. So we went public on air, made a big deal out of it, made the newspaper, and then I ended up having them meet at my lawyer's law firm. I think I paid for it, I don't remember. The point is, I think I did, a couple thousand, because it was a bunch of stuff going on, and then they met at the lawyer. And the lawyer said, go get the doctor note and all this. And I'm talking about a little bitty bruise. I mean, my kids have bruises on their knees, you name it. They're running around the woods. This is illegal now in America. Now, once they get your kid and hand them over, best case scenario, to a mill where they just warehouse them, feed them two or three hot dogs a day and collect money. And, usually they're drug heads. I clean carpets for a summer. That's why I potheads send me emails. Well, don't say it's potheads. Okay, well, I'd go to houses and there'd be like 10 kids in them, living on dirty mattresses, eating fast food if they were lucky, that looked disheveled and skinny. There'd be some waddling pothead wandering around who was the foster parent with wafting marijuana smoke. And because of that, kids can drown in pools. They don't get in trouble because it's the state, and they're protecting themselves. That's a best-case scenario. But, the good news is, even if they tried to say you were bad, you could probably get the child put with your parents. But some parents are lazy and don't want to take the kids. You're going to be all right, okay? So you do what you think is best, and do you want to give people your email?
Yeah, my email. It's Paviel, my full name. It's P as in Paul, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, IELLE _ Henderson, HENDERSON @yahoo.com. That if anyone has any information out there as far as like CPS, like victim
group. Hold on, we gotta go longer.
Fires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
No, you ain't seen nothing yet. That poor lady, Ellie, in Wisconsin, thought I was saying bye and hung up. I'm not going to give her personal advice because I don't know her situation, but I would get out of the house. I'd call that police officer and say, I'm taking my child to a doctor. And after they've been seen by the doctor, I'll tell you the doctor place and where it was. And fax them the report and say, you can call the doctor's office, go talk to them. Child's fine. Because then it can be ascertained that there's not an imminent danger and the child's head wasn't chopped off or something. I understand your fear once you found this out with the school. I would have just gone to the school, and I'm not saying you're bad. I understand getting emotional, believe me. Going and just saying, hey, something came up, family deal, checking them out. Thank you. And then not answering the phone when they called you, and then just calling them back after they close and saying, you know, a lot of times they make them sleep there in their offices, little kids and everything. It's pretty, don't even feed them. These people are sick. They can abuse kids all day, and that's okay. And then call and say, oh, yeah, I went to this doctor. Here's the info. And deal with it that way. Now, if you keep your kid out 4 or 5 days, they'll try to trigger a truancy. But you can also just withdraw them from school. There's a form to do that. Now, the problem is you're pregnant. And sometimes they like to grab one child and then grab the next one. And they got a big, they can get a $500,000 for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid or black raven hair with blue or green eyes. Look out, it's come out in the news. They have databases for those. And they've got operatives in schools, you name it, hunting raven-haired children with blue eyes, you're in trouble. Green, they'll stop at nothing. The elites will pay millions for one of those through the adoption agencies. They are hunted, black hair, green eyes. I guess they call that a Cajun queen. I had a girlfriend look like that once. The point is, they will come after you, okay? And believe me, I've studied this. I've looked at it. I've seen the dark side. I've opened a door when the lady called the hospital. They were trying to take their kids. I already knew about their case. And the cop was choking the woman to sign the document, grabbing her by the throat, by the back of the neck. And the cop looked up, and I saw that big, fat, evil, I can't even handle it anymore. Having flashbacks. There's nothing worse than having a pedophile look at you with a badge and a gun. I mean, you're just like, my God, you want to vomit. I mean, it is tyranny incarnate. It is tyranny incarnate, and you just see it in the evil, and they know you see it, and they know they're going to go on and have their way. They just know the world's one big, wonderful place because the American people bow down to their corruption, bow down to their evil, bow down to their fake authority and the monkey suits and the crowns the government people wear with all their festooned garbage. And hell has been released upon this country. But it's all coming out. The government ships the drugs in and the guns out. They ship them to the drug gangs around the country, and they leave the drug gangs alone that rob your house and your car. And the cops get paid cuts of it in most cities. And then when they pull you over, a family man, and you've had one beer, you go to jail, or they catch your kid with marijuana, and they go to jail and learn how to be real criminals. It's all master planned out. I got to end this right now. I got to start intensely getting ready for 7 o'clock tonight, InfoWars Nightly News. If you want to put a stop to this, you go after the head of the snake. That's the private Federal Reserve. That's the hijackers. That's the enemy. A peaceful demonstration to identify them as the enemy, not capitalism. They want to end free market to take all of our wealth and pay it to themselves in austerity measures. I'm going to shoot a video today that goes up on the website. We got press releases out about it. Occupy the Federal Reserve movement announced and launched. Get our articles at InfoWars.com. Get out to everybody you know. Spread the word about the transmission. It is 1776 worldwide. We don't have a choice but to resist tyranny or let it fully eat our guts. I'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, Lord willing, and back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I am Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. I hate you, evil. I hate tyranny. 259-9231. I'd love to hear from you. But I was thinking this morning about the difference between one-dimensional thinking, two-dimensional thinking, three-dimensional thinking, four-dimensional thinking, and five-dimensional thinking. We can only really engage in five-dimensional thinking when we're asleep. I don't want to get into all the complex permutations of that system, but the brain is powerful. Most people naturally engage in two-dimensional thinking, but as you get older, you learn the third dimension. A poor, sweet little mentally retarded, mentally handicapped child who's 5 years old generally thinks that a drawing of a bird is a bird. But a five-year-old who is, has a normal brain development, average brain development, would know. If you told them, hey, the bird's tweeting, the bird's going to bite you, joking with them, they would say, that's not real. A two-year-old, a three-year-old would say that. But not a mentally retarded child. Most of them will not be able to tell. And the public has been put into a trance to keep you in really two-dimensional thinking. To where... basically, if the government shows you the image of a charging rhinoceros on TV, a lot of people are in suspended disbelief and basically allow their subconscious mind and even their conscious mind to see the charging rhinoceros as if it's real. and humans could artificially put themselves into really a two-dimensional mode of thinking. I'm trying to get people to live in the third dimension. That's where we live. We're able to calculate out to the fourth, even fifth dimension. Some quantum physicist even higher. If you really get your mind around this and these ideas and systems. But here's a simple example of third dimensional thinking, and then I'll get to some news in your calls, versus two-dimensional thinking. Webster Tarpley was on InfoWars Nightly News last night. We had a good back-and-forth discussion. And he, of course, has said the euro was set up by the megabanks to consolidate Europe. And that's what they admit. That's a fact. And it's an undemocratic dictatorship of this private bureaucracy that is positioned by the big megabanks that's now setting up a pure dictatorship with the banking cartel, where the EU has the member countries sign over all of their national sovereignty and agree to circumvent even the will of their people to that authority. So even if the Germans or the French or anybody else votes to get out, they're saying you can't now. You are actually occupied through the euro, which is the political power, by the financial power that sits above it. And that now is publicly promoted on Bloomberg, CNBC, Wall Street Journal. They say tyranny is what will save your pension funds in Europe and the U.S. Getting rid of the Constitution is what will save it. You see it in Newsweek and Time. And so they're dispensing now with even the talk of, this is to prop up people's welfare and the social safety net. They're going right to telling the middle class, go along with the tyranny and you'll still get your pension funds and your 401k and your stocks. Of course, you won't. They're setting that up to then steal all that from you as well. But a coward, when a bully faces them, will think, well, if I get down and let you spit on me and let you squat on me, then maybe it'll be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. By increment, we have basically been rolled in to servitude. Now, let me just briefly give you two-dimensional versus third-dimensional. About 7 a.m. this morning, I go to InfoWars.com. Kurt Nemo's already posted last night's InfoWars Nightly News that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watch live and saw archived in higher quality. It's already posted to our YouTube channel. And I go and I see some of the comments. And I see a commenter on there saying, look at Tarpley and Jones contradicting themselves. They're saying that, you know, the euro's bad, but that the globalists want to destroy the euro now and that we've got to keep the euro together. You know, which is it? Is the euro bad or is the euro good? They don't understand. It doesn't matter who builds a fortress. Just because the Romans build a fortress on the southern coast of Spain and then the Moors come across after the Roman Empire falls and they take half of Spain and they take that fortress and then later the Christians drive the Muslims out, the Moors out, and take over that fortress. It's a fortress. Like a gun or a car, it doesn't have a brain, it doesn't breathe, it doesn't think. It's neutral. It's like a hill. An enemy's coming. You try to get your force on top the hill because it's better defended, and your enemy's got to come uphill against you. Again. And again, this is so simple. This is so incredibly simple, but it's also hard for people to be able to grasp two-dimensional versus three-dimensional. And that's why, well, I'll get to another example here in a moment. Of one-dimensional versus two-dimensional. That just popped in my head by analyzing the public. So, the globalist, on record, 53 years ago, 54 years ago now, through the Treaty of Rome, established the European Union through a trade deal. They tell the slaves that they've done it publicly in 2000. But when they had the 50th anniversary in 2007, they celebrated in all the EU member states 50 years of the European Union. And the Bilderberg Group members came out and made statements to the BBC. Hey, we covertly set this up. Isn't it great? We're doing this in North America as well, and Asia, and Africa. They don't conquer you now with a military that rolls over, you know, the hill on you. They conquer you by getting their people into your government, paid off, to sign you over to a, quote, trade deal that isn't really a trade deal. It's the end of your sovereignty. And they get you to sign on to all of these debts that you don't owe and to all these derivatives. Then they hold your country hostage because your finance minister lies to you and says that you owe it when you don't even owe, you know, less than 10% of it. The rest is all derivatives garbage. It's impossible to pay off, by the way. You know, they spring the trap when it's impossible to pay off. It's all fiat. And, I mean, this is so important. I know I'm getting academic here, but I want people to really get their mind around this. So, the euro was set up to get countries to give up their sovereignty without knowing it, to get them tied into debts they don't owe. And now the bankers are ready to fully implode the euro itself and set up a new system above it where the countries totally waive all their rights and the euro waives its collective right into this financial dictatorship. And even the Daily Mail and Reuters and others call it a financial dictatorship. That guys pull that up, Europe going under financial dictatorship or new EU system, Fourth Reich. You'll see the London Guardian, you know, I mean, even having to admit that. Totally dictatorial. And so what Tarpley's saying is they set the euro up as a scaffolding to build this tyranny around it. Now they want to implode that old system to fully consolidate it with a wrecking ball and basically scoop it up into a total tyranny. So Tarpley's saying now the wolf pack of the banks want to fully destroy that government system because it still is tied to the and its authority is tied to the national sovereignty of the unit pieces. Not states get together to be stronger. That was what it was originally, you know, the selling point. Now the globals are trying to implode it to go to the next system. So Tarpley's saying use the euro to stand against the bankers and don't let them destroy it to bring it into the next level. Because he understands they're not planning to destroy the euro and, oh, it's a setback for the New World Order, as some have said, when in reality this was their plan to wreck the North American Union, once they're done with it, the European Union, the Asian Union, and say the system didn't work and bring it in to this Bank of the World. I mean, that was the plan since 1975 with the Trilateral Commission. I've been on air more than 16 years telling you this day was coming. They'd set up three unions, bankrupt those, then offer the solution to this private corporate world government you pay your VAT and sales taxes to. I didn't know it'd be a carbon tax 16 years ago, but a little bit after that, they announced that as well. So Tarpley says, don't let them implode the euro. That's their plan. There's the bonds of those countries. They're still solvent. They want to fully destroy it now because they're done with that phase, and they don't want them to ever be able to get financially stable again. And people say, well, then which is it? Is the euro good or is it bad? No. At this key phase where the globalists are ready now to implode it, you need to occupy it and use its mechanisms to block them fully from imploding the sovereignty of the countries. Because the new system they're going to is completely dictatorial. So see, that's three-dimensional thinking versus two-dimensional thinking. And I don't even know if I 100% even agree with Tarpley on that, but I see his point that that's what the globalists want. That's their strategy. That's where this is going. And they hold everybody hostage saying the euro will collapse unless you sign on to this new authority, which actually creates a new super euro run by private banks. But in that plan, they want to fully bankrupt the old euro. And no matter how many times you bail out Greece or bail out Portugal or Spain or any of these countries, you're not really bailing out those countries. See, that's a two-dimensional versus three-dimensional. People that go off one and two dimensions mentally, you tell them, oh, the bankers want to save our country. And so you just believe what the news says instead of actually analyzing what it really is. Just because something says it's apple pie in a box doesn't mean it's apple pie. You could have a bunch of screwdrivers in an apple pie box. You could have a bunch of spiders in there. You could have a bunch of horse manure in there. You could have diamonds in there. Packaging doesn't necessarily mean what's actually in there. That's three-dimensional thinking. And then I see comments on there like, why isn't Alex Jones covering Fast and Furious? I saw that on one of the videos. And I probably COINTELPRO because I saw it posted on all the videos, even though we've been talking about Fast and Furious for 6 years, intensely for three, telling you they're shipping guns all over the U.S., not just Mexico, and allowing Sinaloa and others to ship cocaine in. And now everything Sully Castile and others told us here on air 5-6 years ago has been confirmed and is in the news. But see, with a one-dimensional thinker, or even two-dimensional, you could say, when they go to my site and they don't see the front page talking about Fast and Furious today, I'm not covering Fast and Furious. And so from a childlike way, that's a way to kind of feel good about somebody with a radio show, with a TV show, is to say, hey, this guy isn't doing a good job. I, the YouTube viewer, I have a very high moral standard. I have great value. You know, look at the NASCAR champion. He made a wrong turn and crashed. I can backseat drive and say they're bad and say that person is a terrible driver. See, it's all how people look at the world. I try to look at it like a prism through all the different fractals and angles. All right, we're hitting the news.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't woman... On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Get into Putin. Vladimir Putin is calling for a Eurasian Union. See, this is the 21st century form of tyranny. They don't have the Russians pour in and just take over your country or finance a rebellion and the Russians pour in to help the uprising in Romania or Czechoslovakia, which, you know, they've broken into the Czech Republic and other areas today. That's what the UN's doing. They have rebels they fund, start killing everybody, then NATO comes in. That's kind of the West adopting Soviet models. No, they just come in and pay off your politicians, promise them deals, and have your politicians sign you into a deal to go back under the new Soviet Union, but you don't call it the Soviet Union, you call it the Eurasian Union. And see, the arguments they have in places like Russia to do this, I'm not defending it, is, well, NATO's coming in and taking over all their old satellites, so they've got to do this. So that's this mindset of expand or die. Take over more areas, dominate everybody, or you're going to get dominated. The people of Eastern Europe and Southern Europe and Central Asia need to demand their own sovereignty. See, sovereignty is a firewall against global government and big empires. States inside our country are a firewall against tyranny. Because if one state gets corrupt, you can go to the other. And everybody will just leave that corrupt state. It creates real diversity. But if you have one big central federal government, well, it goes bad, it's all over. National sovereignty and sub-sovereignty within states is a natural firewall against tyranny. Start thinking in a three-dimensional or even four-dimensional way. I mean, all of you out there promoting open borders, the globalists, the big mainstream TV, who you know doesn't have your best interest at heart, is telling you have the borders wide open. And never pointing out the hypocrisy that American citizens get treated like garbage in Mexico, and you don't go there and ask for welfare. You don't go there and say, I'm an American, my wife's about to have a baby, pay for everything. They would laugh at you. It's part of making sure Mexico never becomes free. If we'd have made 30 million people stay down there, there'd have been a real revolution, and Mexico probably would be better off today. But instead, America can be used as a political steam valve. See, that's three- or four-dimensional thinking. That's wargaming things out. That's seeing it in a more complex view, not just, oh, well, people are bashing Obama, and I'm a Democrat, so, you know, Obama must be good. Or people are bashing Republicans who are Democrats, and I'm a Republican, so, again, just because Democrats attack somebody doesn't mean they're good if you're a conservative. Or just because people attack Obama, who are, quote, conservative, doesn't mean Obama's good. That's part of the theater. That's part of the garbage. That's part of keeping you partisan. Now, when do you know somebody's good? When the whole system tries to ignore them, and when they're forced to cover them, they attack them. And you've seen MSNBC and Fox attack Ron Paul. You've seen him get the least amount of speaking time in all the events. You've seen Ron Paul shafted over and over again and demonized and lied about. There is your illustration right there. But you don't just trust him because of that. You go and look at his voting record. You go and look at the fact that he's never compromised when it comes to the Constitution. And then you understand he's going after the real enemy, the Federal Reserve. And I want to tell you, if you're angry about the New World Order taking over our society, you don't have any excuse. I am calling for people nationwide this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, pick a date, to pick one of the 12 Federal Reserve banks in the country or one of its substations and to go to it. The head Federal Reserve Bank for Region 11 of 12 regions is Dallas, Texas. I'm going to be there this Friday, 6 p.m. The address is on Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.